News Radio 560, KPQ time is 8:11, 41 in East Wenatchee, 40 in Wenatchee. We'll get that full. If we have time, we got a lot to get to. We'll try to get a quick forecast at some point, though. I'm Kevin Ross with Dave Bernstein, and joining us on the phone line right now is 12th District Senator Brad Hawkins. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Good to be with you.
You guys have, about 2 weeks left? A little less than 2 weeks?
The final couple weeks. We end on March 12th, hopefully.
Well, things are going well, I would imagine, in that respect. You guys have some budget you're taking a look at right now, which is sort of the big items that you need to cross off. In fact, last night, you guys passed the Senate version of the capital budget.
Yeah, the Senate proposed a capital budget. That went very smoothly. I think it might have been unanimous out of the Senate, and the House has already proposed its capital budget. And then once the two chambers start passing their budget, then the budget leads for those respective budgets get together and primarily talk about the differences and see if they can iron out and negotiate a final agreed-upon budget. And we'll do that for the capital budget, the operating budget, and the transportation budget. So I think today we might actually try to pass out of the Senate the Senate's operating budget proposal.
Well, I want to touch on that in a second, but back just real quickly to the capital budget. You guys passed it, obviously, if it's a unanimous, you voted for it. What are some of the things we can expect to see if the Senate version of the budget goes through that might come back to our 12th district area?
Well, you know, not as many items as what possibly, you know, we were accustomed to from last year. So basically, keep in mind what we're approving is the supplemental budgets, which are basically modest updates to the existing previously approved two-year capital budget. And so in that capital budget, we had a whole host of projects for the 12th District from last year, and in particular, a $4 million appropriation to the Wenatchee Landing Sewer Extension Project in Douglas County, which was much highly supported by everybody. And there were a whole bunch of other projects. So those are all going forward in the update as well. But for new projects, we did get a $2 million item in there, which is important for the Parkside Behavioral Health Facility, which is in the East Wenatchee Douglas County area, which I know is important to the whole community. And then also a project that I sponsored, which would be a $200,000 appropriation to the Wenatchee Valley Museum and Cultural Center for community space improvements. So I think the community is really familiar with that big area in the museum that is utilized for recitals and community conversations and forums, service clubs, different dialogues that take place that are very important to the community. But unfortunately, the museum, being probably 100 years old, the building itself was never really designed for that function. So I've been working with Museum Executive Director Kenny Sturgeon and others to see if we can make some improvements there, either to the lighting, to the sound system, maybe put in an interior wall in that area, improve the seating arrangements. So I'm really excited about that particular project, which is new for the capital budget. And then on the House side, that is supported by Representatives Gaynor and Steele as well. In fact, it's actually funded a little bit higher in the House capital budget. So I think that is a project that is most definitely going to get approved this year, which will be something very noticeable as a benefit to the community.
So time frames on, working these two capital budgets or the supplemental operating budgets, give us a little sense of that and how your hydropower tax bill and, of course, the Apple license plate bills are faring along through both of those process.
Yeah, so all three of the budget proposals have been released and the capital budget was approved. So now that the capital budget's approved, they will begin over the next week kind of negotiating the differences. The Senate needs to approve its proposed operating budget, which is the $53 billion, on nearly a $54 billion budget proposal. The good news is that particular budget does account for and acknowledge my Senate Bill 6012, which is the hydro tax incentives bill. And if you'll recall, that has a bit of a fiscal impact to the state because we're exempting the PUD from paying the state portion of the sales tax and all that equipment that they're refurbishing their hydro projects with. So the cost impact to the state in this case, it translates to a benefit for the Chelan PUD customer owners. But that particular bill has been approved by the Senate, is now factored into the Senate proposed budget, and is up for, had a hearing in the House Finance Committee, and is actually scheduled today, potentially, for a House Finance Committee vote. And if it advances through that stage, the only remaining step that would take place would be to bring the bill to the floor of the House of Representatives for a vote, and to get the funding acknowledged in both the House and the Senate final agreed upon budget. So as far as the budget negotiations can go, those the Senate's operating budget and the transportation budget, once those are approved, then the next week or so is really critical for the budget negotiators to kind of find agreement on all those budgets and then get those written up and then brought before the legislature and the public the final week of session.
Speaking of that operating budget on Tuesday when you were with Dave on the agenda, I did see that you heard some positives and some negatives about the operating budget, but you needed to do a further dive. 2 days later, particularly if you do end up on the vote on this in the next couple of days, what kind of are you settling on with that operating and budget, and where do you think your vote's going to go?
Well, I actually, the more I've looked at it, the more positive I feel about it. You know, just like any major piece of policy, or, you know, anytime you vote on a budget, there's, you know, this $53 billion proposal. There's things you can like and things you can point to that you don't like. But I think on balance, especially with additional revenue, I think the budget writer in this case has done a commendable job. There are no gimmicks and budget shifts and all those sort of things. There's no dipping into the rate stabilization, the budget stabilization account. It's known as the rainy day fund. We do set aside and squirrel away a little bit of money here and there in different buckets. So I think we make some investments as well, both for like K-12 education on special ed. We fund the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife more, which the natural resources community is really something needed there. The DNR through wildfire funding, you know, is seeing a bit of an increase. There's a lot of things you can point to that are helpful. I guess the only thing, if I could wave a magic wand and do things differently with this budget, if I was the budget writer, would be to actually save more and build up the reserves more. I do believe, because our economy is so dependent upon sales tax revenue and business tax revenue, that if our economy does tend to dip, it's going to be tough to trim back some of these. I mean, where would you trim the money? You can't go to K-12 education because that's half of the budget and it's tied up in the constitutional McCleary obligations. And then you have higher education tuition, and no one wants to see tuition increase, or early learning opportunities cut back for, you know, child care subsidies and other opportunities. And then the corrections facilities, you know, we can't let prisoners out of jail. And so as you know, if the time comes in a future session when we have to make cutbacks into a budget like this, it's going to be really difficult. And so that's why I would like to see more money in the reserve account. But other than that, on balance, I'm thinking they did a pretty good job here, and I'm leaning towards voting yes on the supplemental budget, which is yes on the adjustments that are being proposed to this budget.
And then really quickly, Brad, in our final 30 seconds here, could you give us a really quick update on your Apple license plate bill?
Yeah, I'm excited. That bill was approved yesterday by the House Transportation Committee, and so it is really close to the finish line, too. So basically, I'd say if this was an NFL football, we're in the red zone, and we're going to try to punch that bill across the finish line and bring it up for a House vote within the next week or so.
Brad, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. Great to be with you.
Thank you.